Well, let's hear more now from our listeners' election project, where you tell us what you think politicians should be focusing on ahead of polling day. Our political correspondent, as usual, Chris Mason, is here.
Yes, we're going to head to Bristol this afternoon. A group of neighbours there are trying to change the way that we use our streets. They've applied to the council to close their street to traffic so that children can play together but without the fear of being knocked down by a car. Bristol City Council has now put in place a policy so residents only need to apply once a year to be able to close their street for up to a couple of hours every week. We went along to an afternoon playing out session at Green Bank in the city.
We've got quite a few children who are either school age or a little bit younger. We've got some children playing football. Some children have got their bikes out and they've been riding up and down the street and just generally having a nice time.
I am Naomi Fuller. I've been involved with Playing Out since its early days. This whole idea started in 2009 in a street in the south of Bristol. Two friends and neighbours had this idea of applying to the council to close their road for the children to play. It's an attempt to both allow children to have some vital opportunities for physical activity and some fun and the chance to make friends and to build a really important sense of belonging to the neighbourhood that they're growing up in. But it was also always intended to kind of start a conversation and to suggest a new way of sharing our residential street spaces so that they're less dominated by motorised traffic.
I'm Kate Staniforth. We started playing out last year. It's quite difficult sometimes to get your children out from watching the telly. It's so nice to just get them out and just playing.
Well, I like it because you have a free space and you don't get to go in your house and do something. You can just play outside.
We can just do chalking and we can, like, play with our friends. I just was playing with someone who I didn't know and someone who I knew.
My name is Gavin Davis. I'm 69 years old. I've lived in this street for 20-odd years. I suppose I was spoilt as a boy in Cardiff, a working-class area. You could do anything in the street. There weren't cricket, rugby, football. I was very keen to do all I could to help. I feel it's a jolly good idea to actually to be aware of people who are your neighbours and otherwise you wouldn't talk to.
My name is John. I have to say that it's so impressive because, to be honest, it has actually bring the community together, especially the children and the parents. We kind of now interacting very well, especially people from different background and different culture.
One of the reasons why it's kind of become this national movement is because it is a resident-led thing. The councils have, starting with Bristol, have rather than trying to kind of impose this or lead it, they've responded to what residents have said they want to do on their streets and put in place policies that enable them to do this. That's hopefully what's going to make this something that's quite sustainable.
What I'd quite like the next government to realise is that there's lots of community groups within Britain who are all doing lots of good for their community. But I don't know that they're always supported by London and by Parliament. I think that that's really important to keep people happy where they live.